Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to kick things off tonight. We're going to break down the NBA Finals and what a thrilling series it has been so far. How about the injured and undermanned Cavs? They are finding ways to win, holding off the Warriors and LeBron James. He has been sensational. So it's time for a give and go. And joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, our very own from Yahoo Sports, the great Mark Spears. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening to you.
Well, it's good to catch up with you once again. And, of course, the NBA's biggest stage. No doubt it has been impressive with the Cavs and the Warriors. So many storylines. What stands out the most to you? What's your biggest takeaway, Mark?
Well, I mean, this is very special for LeBron. If he could somehow get this championship with all the injuries that this team has faced, it perhaps could be the greatest individual performance that we've seen in finals history. I don't know another team that lost to one all-star, one guy that should have been an all-star in the starting center and won a title. And if they do, you know, that's just a testament to how great a player LeBron James is. And, you know, you got to put him up on that Mount Rushmore NBA greats with Bird and Magic and Russell and Michael. I think he supplants himself as one of the, you know, elite of the elite players in the league if he could get this title, and also, you know, will become as big as Jim Brown is, bigger than him, bigger than anybody that's ever played sports in Cleveland, perhaps Ohio. So very intriguing scenario for LeBron James right now, and certainly the best sport, best story angle.
LeBron James, as you said, I mean, his performance has been brilliant, perhaps one of the best of all time. We already know about the impact that he can make on the offensive and the defensive end, but I want to hear you speak to his leadership and how he's been able to elevate everyone else's play around him.
You know, this is probably the greatest job he's done. I never really saw him as much of a leader until he got here. And perhaps he didn't need to be. I mean, when he was in Cleveland the first time around, he was too young. And I don't know that he really had the confidence to do that, nor the experience. When he was in Miami, I mean, Dwayne Wade is still really Dwayne Wade's team. Dwayne Wade's still the greatest player in Miami history. And he was announced last in introductions. You know, so it still wasn't his team all the way. But now it's different. He's an older guy in Cleveland, face of the franchise, voice of the franchise. From the first day when they came into practice in the beginning of the season, LeBron brought all the guys in a meeting, and he told Dave Blatt, look, I want to talk to everybody first before we start practice. So he brought them into a conference room and told every player individually what they need to be successful, what they need to win individually and as a team. And I think they kind of set the tone for where they are now. Obviously, the team is a lot different than the one they started with because of trades, because of injuries, because of signings, which makes it even more amazing. I mean, this team started 19 and 20. There might be, what, three guys that were on the team last year.
Yeah.
New coach, new general manager. Everything's pretty much new. Teams like this usually take time to gel. Plus, you got Kyrie Irving's injury, Kevin Love's injury, Varejao's injury. Based on what we're talking about, it doesn't make sense. He shouldn't be here. They shouldn't be here. But that just is a testament to how amazing of a player he is and now how great of a leader that he is, that he's willing these guys to this level.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, how surprised are you that the Cavs are here in the finals, or perhaps we shouldn't be surprised?
No, I think they had they're good enough to be in the finals, but they also were benefited by being in the Eastern Conference. Perhaps it would have been a lot harder to be there if they were in the West. I mean, they kind of got to grow as a team through all this, and Atlanta, I thought, would give them a better fight. They didn't. Did they even really have any struggle in the playoffs? Probably not. I mean, so that's one of the luxuries that may be part of the brilliance of LeBron James, because he knew that even if the margin of error in the Eastern Conference was much greater than it would have been in the West, so if he could just figure out a way to get to the finals, he would have a fighting chance. And despite the odds that they had going into the series about with the Golden State Warriors, who won so many games, they got LeBron James, and he knows that he can will, you know, everybody to win. He's like the guy, Dr. J's character in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
You know, these guys are like the Pittsburgh Pisces right now. You got your star player leading a bunch of battered, you know, guys and no-name guys and old guys. And
always one of our favorites, Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports, breaking it down. You'll be much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.